You'd open your Bibles, brothers and sisters. We're going into the sixth chapter of Ephesians, and we're starting to wind down this wonderful study of the unsearchable riches of Christ. And you think about this, the very potential. I pray, God, we get excited about this, that we do stand in reverence and awe to what God has brought before us, but the full potential and offering for us in Christ to be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's just beyond in itself, but praise the Lord, He's called us to that, chosen us for that. And I'm grateful to Him that there's this message of grace that will perform that in our lives as we yield to it. But this marvelous letter, brothers and sisters, has caused us to know, and I believe there is no doubt that we do know this, that we have been chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. That we have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. That we are quickened and raised and seated together with Him in glory right now. And now we have the ability, you think about this, the very ability to be empowered with the very power of His might to live and to rejoice in it. Praise be to God. You talk about a complete package. That's how the Lord deals. It's full. It's complete. There's nothing lacking. We have everything in Christ. Everything in Christ. God help us to see it. That's all He wants us to do is to rejoice in what we are in Him. Praise His name. Now, it's all there. And brothers and sisters, if we're ever to be this full potential readied wife, we must be fully purposed, as is the title of Ephesians. That's the meaning of this wonderful group of saints, fully purposed. And tonight we're going to begin the glorious journey into the whole armor of God. And you'll notice He'll continue to remind us it's the whole armor of God. And in that, we'll begin to address the spiritually complete seven-piece full armor of God. And that's spiritual perfection, the number seven. It's complete. There's nothing lacking. And you'll notice there in the 10th verse, as we'll begin reading from this 10th verse tonight, it says, finally, as it begins there. And that word finally is just concluding, wrapping up, understanding, having all of what we have received in the Word of God, and especially in this letter, the pleading of the Spirit in our lives to lay hold of this joint heirship with Jesus Christ. The invitation to be offered, glorified together with the I Am. And after hearing these five glorious chapters, brothers and sisters, of the exceeding riches of His inheritance of us in Christ, He now tells us fully and brings out, here is how it is completely conquered. Here is how it is won. Here is how it is apprehended. And let's go ahead and read the 10th and the 11th verse of the 6th chapter. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I believe we fully know that we are heirs of God. Romans 8 tells us very clearly, the moment we gave our hearts to God, we became His children, we are heirs of God. Nothing can take that heirship away. But we also need to fully know that right now we face an enemy, brothers and sisters, that wants nothing more than to rob us of our full inheritance. God has us on a mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that full inheritance is joint heirship together with our Lord and Savior and soon to be bridegroom, Jesus Christ. But what it takes to defeat all the wiles of the devil, you could think, oh my goodness, it's so beyond, it's so hard, it's so difficult. Well, sure it would be. But that's the simplicity that's in Christ. And He said, there's one thing, stand. Stand. Praise be to God. It is that simple. How many times we go, well, what do I need to get through this? How am I going to do this? Stand. And by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, we're going to understand that before we can ever make a stand, or a stand ever takes place in our lives, we must have our lives put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Not just a piece here and there. Not just when we feel like it. Not just when we think we need it. But see, God is faithful. He comes in no matter. But we're talking about a full overcomer in Christ relationship with Him, where we are victorious as we go. And this armor, brothers and sisters, as we'll notice here, is mainly that of defense. I've often wondered why. I've visited with brothers on this before as well too. You think of that mighty sword of the Spirit. You think about how God has called us to be good soldiers, to endure hardness, warriors even. But if you think about it, have we been blessed with everything or not? Do we have it all in Christ Jesus or not? Is the land, all of the land, is it ours or not? Well, sure it is. We understand that. God has called us then to maintain. It's ours to walk through. Do we really understand that? Do we really understand that? He said He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And He's told us to hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is mighty. And God is the one who is mighty. God is the one who will show Himself mighty. And God is the one that has asked us only to stand. Now, be strong in the Lord, and as that should read there, even the power of His might. I love that. Praise His name. He's given us much the more, hasn't He, brothers and sisters? It's not just strong in the Lord, but it's even the power of His might. The very power upon high. Truly a double portion potential. And God knows we need that double portion at this wicked time. You see, we need His power, brothers and sisters. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. You, I cannot battle Satan on our own. Now, I've heard it said many times, get thee behind me, Satan. Well, let me ask you this. Is that the Lord encouraging you? Or is that something that you've been able to muster up? It must be the Lord, brothers and sisters. He is for us. And praise be to God, if He be for us, who can be against us? That Spirit, that's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The enemy will soon come at this world as a roaring lion. He hasn't come like that yet. He shows himself from time to time, as the Lord allows. But know this, Satan doesn't have the full force yet. God is still holding him back. And I'm so thankful it says that until he who hinders is taken out of the way. And that precious bridal company, I'm telling you, he loves her so that he's not allowing that full roaring lion to come forth while she's here. It's an awesome time how much he loves. You can say, well, we've faced some awfully hard trials and some different things. Yes, we have. But God in his great mercy is sparing her from that horrible time which is going to come to try them that are upon the earth and all of them. And we know that he is for us. But even though soon he is coming as a roaring lion, we know that in the garden the enemy showed himself as that subtle serpent. We know that God said that he would even manifest himself especially as the angel of light. And we know that that's going on today, isn't it? And he comes at many at this time through different ones that are speaking, different ones that are claiming that there are many paths to God, many other things. But this is that angel of light who is just the great deceiver. And we must understand, brothers and sisters, that the devil is the aggressor. And he is. His entire MO is to steal and to kill and to destroy. When God sees fit to lift the hedge, and see, that gives me comfort all about. How about you? When He sees fit to lift the hedge, Come on, He doesn't just dangle you out there. I've heard people say, oh, He's just dangling. No. He's always holding you. But when He lifts that hedge, Satan is going to come full force. And I think, again, as the Lord has me restate this, the beauty that we are not fighting to obtain, but we're fighting to hold what we have been given. Do you realize that? Isn't that precious, brothers and sisters? And that's the grace of God. You understand that you're just, again, fighting the good fight of faith. Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, help me to see this magnificent treasure. Help me to see that I am fully readied by your grace to inherit everything with you. I can't help but think of Esther as she stands there, fully clothed with the grace of God, fully found only in His righteousness. And all He can say is, honey, it's all yours. What's mine is yours. Praise the Lord. And she knows that it was never going to happen unless she listened to that Holy Spirit and took all of the clothing and garments that He said. And there is only one way, brothers and sisters, we will ever be victorious or be that good soldier. And that truly is by taking the whole armor of God. And then and only then are we going to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Now, if you think about it, that goes against much of the teaching that's going on in this world today. We heard many times Brother Hill talking about, well, you need to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Come on now, you need to be a man. Well, I'll tell you what, God doesn't work that way. Matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, I think we even were encouraged how man says to play to your strengths. You go in these churches today, they even have cards out there. We're going to help you find your gift today. Did you know that? See, they're going to keep playing to your strengths. Huh? Something that you have. Something that you were given. Now, I understand God gives gifts. Don't get me wrong. His Holy Spirit does. But you understand that I'm talking about something different here. I'm talking about something where we're placing our strength in as opposed to being God. See, God works very differently. Matter of fact, He works completely opposite. When we are weak, then He is strong. Amen. Amen. When we are weak, He will show Himself strong in us. You see, the overcomer in Christ realizes that the only way that we will ever really put on the full armor of God or the whole armor of God is when we put it on in weakness. Do you realize that, brothers and sisters? I will speak of personal experience. When I was feeling good, really good about my relationship with God, because I knew something, or I was going out there to war and defeat this thing, as opposed to going under the calling of the Lord, in my strength, I never had the armor on to begin with. And how quickly we'll be defeated in that. And we need to know these things, brothers and sisters. This is by my Spirit. This is the grace of God. I do not become mighty in myself. As that wisdom grows by the grace of God, may it always be in love and appreciation and reverence to God. Amen. Amen. I do not want to have a life that lies in defeat. I want to understand fully and only that it's in my complete surrender, only when I realize that I am totally inadequate, that the very power of Christ rests upon me. And you know what the very power of Christ is? It's knowing that He is the all-sufficiency in all things. That, praise God, we will abound to every good work. And it's always. Do you see that? It's not just here and there. It's not just hit and miss. That's what faith is. And He'll bring us to that point, brothers and sisters, where we know that the very power of God, the very power of Christ, is resting upon us in this weakness. This is a time, I believe, that He is weakening us in the way. You can look all around. You can look at your brothers and sisters in Christ. We're having trials. We're having times that we're being pressed out of measure, even despairing of our own life. But the testimony of the love of God and His grace, I don't believe has ever been any greater. And it's true. These are His vessels prepared afore unto glory, brothers and sisters. And the way that God brings that glory through is that, again, that wick that we spoke about. I praise God for it. That righteousness, that linen, which is the flax which makes the wick. It's that wonderful wick that has taken up all of that oil. And what's going to happen? It's going to be set on fire. Now let me tell you something. She is a holder or a keeper in a sense of that flame. It's wonderful how she holds it up. But it's hot. Oh, yeah. Burning coals. Those four living ones were fire. Amen. Do you sometimes feel the fire? But a smoking flax will he not quench. There's a lot of precious things to think about in that, if you really do ponder it in your heart. You think that, no, he'll always keep that fire burning. But the always is well too. That's going to be the trying of your faith. Search me, O Lord. Have you said that to him? Have you? He's heard you. And as with our dear brother, he's come for thy words. Aren't you thankful how he searches you? He knows us so much better than we could ever know ourselves. And in his love, he points out weakness to us that we never knew we had. Sometimes it's obvious. But there's things that we go through that Christ brings us up against that, Lord, I never knew. I never knew that that would be an issue to my life. I never imagined that that was something that, again, needed to be completely given over to you. Search me, O Lord. Praise His name. But this is marvelous, brothers and sisters. It really is the greatest story. It's the greatest love story ever told. But in this armor, we're going to learn that if we're ever able to stand against the wiles of the devil, it's going to have to again be the whole armor of God. This enemy, brothers and sisters, that we face is very cunning. He's way beyond our ability. Now, I don't want to give him too much credit because God allowed him to be that way. Do you understand that? But he is. He far surpasses anything that we could ever mount against. But in Christ, I love this. We're not ignorant of his devices. He does not catch us unawares. He doesn't. I believe that verse that calls out to me time and time again, son, you're without excuse. You know me. You know me. Be quickened to be convicted. Flee the very appearance of evil. What do you think of that? You think the Spirit can do that in your life? I know He can. I know that by the grace of God, sin does not need to reign in your life. I know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen, amen. We are not ignorant of His devices. Brother Copley so brings out, and it's sweet how he does this, that word wiles means methods. And he makes the statement that, see, the devil's got all of these methods. As we've said many times, he's got the same old tricks. And we can say it's just the same old tricks, but when we're not in spirit, we're going to fall for every one of them. But for the grace of God. But for the grace of God. Don't think anything's beyond you, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. We're still fighting the good fight of faith. And we are not to be caught unawares. And that's why the grace of God, as we apprehend that, it does not catch us unawares. So, as he said that it is true that God has no method, I thought in my heart as he said to me, son, it's because I have only one motive, and that's love. And I believe it. See, he doesn't work in methods. He's I am. It just flows. It's just perfect. It's just the will of God. And to understand that this is the I am, I understand that he does have one motive, and that is only love. Or how could he ever deal with the likes of you and me? Do you see that? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Isn't that amazing? You couldn't have ever thought up a story like that. Praise the Lord, it had to be him. But you see, method here, brothers and sisters, is organization. And Brother Copley again brings out that's exactly what religion is its organization. It tries to organize people. It tries to organize events. It tries to organize all of these things. And let me tell you something, organization chokes out the Spirit every single time. Do you know that this can even happen in your own home? Come on now. Stay with me in this. Now, there's a wonderful order in the things of the Lord. But it's in the Lord. And it's God's hand. When we try to manipulate, when we try to force, when we're going to try to make this thing work. And I've been there. And all I can do is pray daily, Lord, stop me. Stop me. This is by your Spirit. Now, wait a second here. Have not we been, haven't we died with Him and raised with Him and quickened and seated in the heavens and Christ in Him? Are we not of Him or not? Come on now. Let this mind be in you that was also in me. Brothers and sisters, truly, you don't realize who you are. Do you really realize the life that wants to reign and take hold? I think he's dealing, praise God. But it does. Organization chokes out the Spirit every time. See, what organization does is it puts in my thoughts. It puts in man's ways. And it omits God's. And see, that's exactly what verse 12 will tell us. And let's go ahead and read verse 12 now. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, let me tell you something. If you didn't know the Lord, that'd scare everything out of you. I can think a lot of things. I better keep those to myself. But it also surprises you because you thought, well, I thought it was my neighbor. I thought it was sister so-and-so. Brother this and that. I know that it was that flesh I had to be fighting with. No. It's either the Word or it's not, brothers and sisters, and we know better than that. It's the Word. It's not flesh. It's the author of sin. It's the enemy himself. And you think about what he's saying here. It's in governments, in a sense. Or it's the governments, authorities, even in heavenly places. And that's what's exactly meant by high places here. See, we need to know the Word of God, brothers and sisters. We really do. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us clearly that Satan is the prince and the power of this air, of this earth. Right here. He's here. God has turned it over. We know this. And see, in knowing these things, then you don't get confused that we're in some type of kingdom age right now where we're supposed to go forth to every creature. Do you understand that? Jesus Christ has not taken the throne as God at this time. He has not. He's firmly, perfectly seated at the right hand of God, awaiting His glorious bride. The king does not take his throne without her. Know it. Praise the Lord. Know it. Rejoice in it. Rejoice in what's to come that we can be part of. But this enemy, he's got mature sons that have given over to him. He's got a whole host of demons. He's even got a third of the fallen angels working right along in sync with him. He's even up there in heaven approaching God moment by moment with his blasphemies against us. Aren't you thankful for the blood? Do you realize what the blood did for your life? Hallelujah. He's defeated every time, but he's too stupid to know it. But very soon he's going to be completely cast out of there. And what a time it's going to be. And I believe the Lord will show us when He sees that He's got but a short time. He's going to squirm. But it's going to be a fiery squirming. But He knows He's got but a short time. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, here's the one thing I want to emphasize. Do not fear. Do not fear. If He be for you, who can be against you? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. Know it. Know it. He's prepared the wicked for the day of evil. He knows what's going on. There's no coincidence. There's nothing spilt out. His blood was poured every drop perfectly. And let me tell you something. There is no chaos to God. He knows exactly what's going on. All right? Now in that, brothers and sisters, know this. That devil is on a chain. Know it. Be strong in the Lord, even the power of His might. God has to lift up the hedge. And before He ever even lifts up the hedge, He has to tap that old devil. Or at least get his attention. And let me tell you something. When God wants your attention, you'll pay attention. Have you noticed my servant so-and-so? And my servant so-and-so? And my servant so-and-so? I pray that's a reality to our life. I was thinking old Job. That brother had boils all over his body. Go at him, Satan. Go take his children and take all that he had. But I'm going to prove my love in him. You're not going to take his life. And oh, how that brother so sweetly sat there. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's my brother. That word speaks to me now. And that word speaks to me now for my brothers and sisters in Christ. The Lord so sweetly and perfectly and lovingly is lifting up the hedge. Yeah. Oh, devil thinks he's got a full run at us. He's just too stupid to know it, that God is working him exactly as he needs him. Huh? He's working him. Devil's too stupid to know it, that he's being used to tempt me and you. Devil's too stupid to know it, that he's even being used in the finishing of the good work which Christ has begun in us. He's so all-powerful. He's so all-loving. That he wants a masterpiece. He wants a masterpiece. And as I talk to the different saints from time to time, and my heart aches, that grace comes in like a flood as they minister to me. Oh, brother, I'm living from glory to glory. As I look into his face, I'm being finished into the very image of him. I'm walking in the fire, but I'm never alone. Now that's awesome. And that's reality. And see, he never leaves us nor forsakes us, brothers and sisters. But my goodness, as we go through these trials, time and time again, we heard about that precious story of that man who went into that treasure trove in the mountains, and that voice kept telling him, don't miss the best part. Don't miss the best part. Don't miss the best part of every day. Know that if he be for you, who could be against you? Know that he's promised that I will perfect that which concern you. Know that he'll work all things together for your good. Know it. Because by grace you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead and read that 13th verse, and I think we'll close it out with that tonight. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. I think I heard that before. Did you? Come on. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. You know, you get out there. I always remember my oldest boy. Oh, he was so funny. he was starting his first varsity game as a freshman in basketball. I got to tell you this, it was so funny. And so they get the sweatsuit on, you know, and they always have the sweatsuit on as they're warming up and all of this kind of thing. And so here he goes, you know, they have those snappy pants, and he whips off his pants, you know, and he pulls his pants. Thank God he had his shorts on. And then he pops off his shirt, and he's running out on the court, and all he's got on is a white T-shirt. Because he forgot to put his jersey on. Now, they didn't let him play until he got his jersey on. But I always remember that. That was a real crowd pleaser. But let's be with the whole armor of God, huh? Because we want to get out there to battle, don't we? We didn't just come to show up. But that's how we are sometimes. You've seen those players sometimes, even in football. They get so excited. They're so pumped up, ready to go. And the guy's out there without his helmet on. Probably wouldn't have made much difference for that fella, but still, they wouldn't let him play. But here is our Lord in this 13th verse, brothers and sisters. He's encouraging us on that not only is He for us, not only is He forever faithful, but that in Him we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. Isn't that awesome? More than conquerors. I mean, the only thing we can really understand in this life is that we're a conqueror. You know, you either won or you didn't. But this is something exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And that's not just for someday. That's now. But that's living in the heavenly. That's taking our place. That's truly living the seated in the heavens in Christ. Hallelujah. Remember how David, I love that. He wouldn't take old Saul's armor, would he? He said, man, that's untested. Not just untested against Goliath, but it's untested for me. And he said, I should say, the Lord said it to me anyways. I have a better suit anyways. I've got the Lord God of hosts. Come on now. We know this. This is the same Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And the armor of God is, if He be for us, who can be against us? It's not man's armor, it's not my armor, but it's God's armor. The armor to stand. Isn't that awesome? You go in there in the third chapter of Revelation and you read there about the Philadelphia saints. And what does he say to them at the end there? A pillar. Well, let me tell you something. And maybe you'll laugh, but I just thought, how true. It's pillar time. It is pillar time. It's time to stand. See, everybody else wants to go play around and go get off on different things. It's pillar time. It's time to get serious with the things of God. It's time to go after Him fully. It's time, by the grace of God, to ask for grace, to say, Lord, let my heart pant after You. Let me be delirious for the things of God. Let me go by faith. Huh? I know a lot of us here tonight, we're not feeling very well. Amen? Amen. And by the grace of God in your heart, I know you're calling out to say, Lord, I'd like to feel better. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, if this be my lot, if this be the place, the state that You have me in, boy, let me have the grace to therewith to be content. Amen. Come on now. I know there's ones that are needing work. I know that there's ones that are having difficulties in their families. Does God know what He's doing or not? Was this just something that crept up on Him unawares or not? I think Romans 8:28 needs to be in place right now. Called according to His purpose. You're here tonight. Accept the grace of God, Lord, You called me according to Your purpose. I'm hearing the Word of God. And You're a faithful Father. And even though I'm a flopful son, in You, I am more than a conqueror. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's why we don't need to get down. We just need to rise up. But it is that sweetly simple, brothers and sisters, as we've read here tonight. Stand. Withstand, and having done all, stand. How many people really want to do that? Not many. Nope. Standing is boring to most. It is. Come on, let's be honest. Defense? Oh, I came to watch him score. Did you know even the real athletes and coaches know defense wins games? It does. You might get by once in a while with a little bit of offense here and there, but the champions are defensive. Oh, Jesus, let us listen. Let us listen to this. But all He's called us to do is to stand, to be glad in the Lord. See, that's what a stand is, to be glad. How about being thankful? How about to be proud of the gospel of Christ? Not ashamed? Amen. But by faith, brothers and sisters, we are here to claim what we have already been given. As I mentioned here, this defensive, sometimes it looks awful boring to many a Christian. Many a Christian wanting fanfare or feeling. Soulish inspiration, Brother Copley brings out, instead of the Spirit. And all of that, all it does is miss the mark. It might have you feeling good for a while. It might even fill some churches up. I don't know. But are we here to preach the gospel of Christ? Are we here to grow up into Him in all things? Timothy, preach the word, brother. Go after the Lord fully. Follow me as I follow Christ. Listen. Take heed to what I'm saying. I've got a gospel for you, brother, that the Holy Spirit has chosen me, a chosen vessel to bring. But brothers and sisters, the simplicity in Christ is our greatest treasure. It really is. I'm loving it. The yoke, His yoke is easy. It is. That's the peace that passes all understanding. I don't care what you're going through. I'm thankful of the testimony of God as it shines through and you see the rest, the very rest of God upon a situation that way higher than you, yet my goodness, I'm on the rock that's way higher than any of it. Oh, but I thought I was sinking in a wave. Oh, no, you weren't, son. Just stand upon the rock that is higher than I. Come on. Don't call it archaic. Don't call it old-fashioned. Brother Copley so cunningly stated that they have left the upper room for the supper room. Come on, think of that. People don't want to tarry and worship. How many times did Brother Hill have to encourage us? We're getting out of here too soon, brothers and sisters. Take time. Now, I commend you. You're taking time for fellowship. I appreciate that. I believe by the grace of God, we're worshiping. But you know what? Don't get complacent. Don't think it's anything of you. And who knows the much the more. They really might have to chase us out of here, huh? Who knows? But it's amazing, brothers and sisters, what God can do. But God's precious people are being robbed daily of His best by what is the so-called Christian good. I've even known many that have been preached the truth, and this is the hardest thing, seeing them settling down in a nap as the Lord's coming is so soon. Come on, we know this. Suffering with Him is not easy. It's not. Join heirship with Jesus Christ and being glorified together with Him is a way of sorrow and it's a way of pain. You know it. It is. Take up your cross is just what it means. It's just what it says. And follow me is just what it means and just what it says. It's as painful as it sounds, yet the joy. The joy? You got joy? You got joy, you got it all. The light affliction? And as the word says, but for a moment. The temporal sufferings? Do you believe that they're not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us? Oh, I pray we do. It's not going to just be worth it all. It's going to be unsearchable, exceeding, abundant, above all we ask or think. Be patient. Be patient. As the Word of God assures us, you'll be exalted in due time. But don't look for yourself to be exalted. It's us in Christ. And it is so worth the wait, brothers and sisters. I am grateful to God that we encourage one another in these things. But the simplicity of it all, truly, just stand. What's more important, God's will or your will? God's choice or my expectation for my life? God's perfect and complete will or me getting my piece of the matter? Me throwing down the principle of the thing or even doing good unto those that despitefully use you? A lot of quietness in here tonight. I believe the Lord is searching us, isn't He? There's just such a simplicity in it. And again, all He said, stand, withstand, and having done all, stand. Praise God. Let's stand and be dismissed.